leader!
Order, order.
Among questions for Prime Minister John Key on Wednesday was this one from Labour's Deputy Leader Annette King.
Was Bill English correct when he said John Key just bounces from one cloud to another? And does that account for the international media reporting his antics in the odd spots of the newspaper, including his comments about being eaten by Tuhoi, his vasectomy, and his stand-up routine on the Letterman show, and his waterbed policy?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes, I'm sure the Minister of Finance was right. He was also right when he said to me yesterday, gosh, Annette King's struggling as much as her leader is.
Mr. Key also faced questions from the Progressive's Jim Anderton.
Is the Prime Minister bound by the pledge he made during the TV3 interview in the Leaders' Debate on November the 3rd, 2008, 5 days before the general election, that, quote, National would not sell Kiwi Bank at any stage ever, we've ruled it out, end quote?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the government's policy is we won't be selling assets in this term. We'll come back in the second term with our policy then.
The Speaker. Honourable Jim Anderton.
Mr. Speaker, when the Prime Minister says, quote, we'll let you know about the sale of state-owned assets if the National Party is elected for a second term, does he accept that this is a different position from his repeated pledges before the last election that he would never sell Kiwi Bank ever?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no, I don't.
But Mr. Key wasn't answering any more questions about his blind trust, simply repeating a written statement.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order,
Mr. Speaker, I have no responsibility, ministerial or otherwise, for Whitechapel Limited.
Order. Order.
Mr. Speaker, I have no responsibility for Whitechapel in a ministerial or personal consequence.
Prime Minister.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker, I point actually have no responsibility, ministerial otherwise, for Allgate Trust either.
Labour's complaints that Mr. Key had answered their previous questions about his blind trust were rejected by the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
A nice try, but the Prime Minister, in answer to today's questions, has pointed out that he has no responsibility as Prime Minister or any interest in it, and that's where the matter must lie today.
Also, an announcement of interest to owners of leaky homes from Building and Construction Minister Maurice Williamson.
Mr. Speaker, yet more good news.
And that was, there was enough support from local councils for a start on the government's leaky homes package to be made in the new year.
Mr. Speaker, I can only but paraphrase the old tremolo song, under National, even the bad times are good.
And in one of the committee rooms, there was more about leaky buildings, one much closer to home, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Appearing before the Government Administration Committee, considering the Parliamentary Service spending estimate, was Speaker Lockwood Smith.
The worry about the beehive, of course, as Jeff has mentioned with the roof, is that I don't think it's totally watertight.
It's not at the moment, no.
And so it's a worry because we need to progress that work.
Also before the committee was Parliamentary Services General Manager Jeff Thorne, who explained the beehive's roofing problem further.
There are some parts of the beehive, for example, that were not refurbished during the refurbishment. So the copper roof was not refurbished. There are some parts of the back, the press gallery, and some of those areas were not refurbished. So there are some maintenance pressures coming in there. We are on a multi-year appropriation for the maintenance. That runs out at the end of this financial year, and we've put forward a bid for additional funding for future years. So that will see an increase in the amount of funding that's available. And we'll be able to do the work that we need to do within the funding that we will have, but there is some pressure.
And the Speaker said Parliamentary Services' ability to maintain buildings was limited by funding structures.
There are obviously some areas where pressure, fiscal pressure, is going to emerge. One interesting area is in the area of maintenance of the precinct, maintenance of the buildings. Until now, Parliamentary Service has been funded for maintenance of Parliament House and the library, including Bowen House. This year, the executive wing will come back into the responsibility of Parliamentary Service for maintenance. Up until now, in recent times, the executive wing has been under guarantee, if you like, from the refurbishment, under warranty from its refurbishment, and therefore maintenance of the executive wing has not been an issue. Parliamentary Service is not funded for the maintenance of the executive wing. So that's a pressure that's going to emerge as we look ahead.
Speaker Lockwood Smith, appearing before the Government Administration Committee, considering the Parliamentary Services spending estimate.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Question time was followed by resumption of the budget debate, itself again quickly interrupted for continuation of the blow-by-blow committee stage debate on the second Auckland Super City Bill. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.